We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 6:47 here on a Thursday. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas gasoline prices holding steady, well below national average, on the eve of Memorial Day. Flooding causing problems at Lake Cheney and El Dorado Lake as holiday weekend approaches. Tornadoes hit several Missouri cities. Capital Jefferson City takes a direct hit. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And our traffic update here on the Thursday morning commute. We still have a very heavy police presence in South Wichita near the MacArthur's Lake Apartments. It's east of Seneca and MacArthur. Entrance is blocked off to that apartment complex. And just a little less than an hour ago, the reports of somewhere about in the neighborhood of 8 or 12 gunshots were heard fired in that area. So, once again, heavy police presence there at the MacArthur's Lake Apartments at MacArthur and Seneca. We also have emergency crews heading to the scene of a traumatic injury in the construction shop at Meese Construction. That's in the 2000 block of South Southwest Boulevard. Traffic update from Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Well, we've got a 60% chance for showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and Friday. Today's high will be 76 degrees or thereabouts. Wednesday's high was 75. Overnight low, 67. Friday's high, 78. Now we have a mostly cloudy sky, a northeast wind at 9 miles per hour, and 63 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and today is the last day of school for Wichita's public school students and the Catholic diocese as well. My grandkids, there are several of them in the schools, and they're going to be celebrating today a little bit, getting a half day for a couple of them. But it's that time of the year that, the kids are going to be out, and next week, next few days, they start to hang around outside the house, and you got to watch for them in traffic, as always. And of course, it's that time of the year. The kids taking off for summer.
Are you ready?
A shot in the heart.
Okay.
Hold on. We have a shot in the heart with a crossbow, but the man was saved by doctors. House call now.
This is House Call for Health. It was a combination of skilled emergency surgery and some incredible good luck that a man in Italy is still alive. According to a newspaper in Turin, the 47-year-old man had been fumbling with a crossbow when he apparently shot himself. The arrow embedded nearly 12 inches into his heart and lung. Officials say they're not sure if it was an accident or a suicide attempt. The man was taken by air ambulance to a hospital in Turin. He was conscious, but doctors found that the dart had pierced his heart, came out the other end, and entered his left lung. Doctors realized that if they tried to remove the dart, the patient could start bleeding uncontrollably. So they set up a procedure to have his blood pass through a machine to receive oxygen, and then they carefully removed the dart and repaired the damage. The patient is now recovering in the hospital. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Wow, that man is lucky to be alive. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted. The pros and cons of working longer. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve. You've heard it from me. When planning for retirement, adding just one more year of work when retirement security is questionable can make a huge difference in your retirement lifestyle. That may sound like a good thing, but is it really? And are there other pros and cons to working longer? Well, several reports, including one from Stanford University's Longevity Center, show that there are still stereotypes about older workers and that lead to age discrimination. The center provides evidence that debunks myths that people past 45 are not creative, nor are they productive as they age. The authors cite that entrepreneurship among people 55 to 64 was 26% of all new business formation in 2017, and those numbers are growing. So even if you want to work, one downside is that you may not be considered for a position that you may be very good at. The upside is that the irony of age discrimination is that often older workers who are let go, employers do their age, end up starting businesses and then selling services right back to the companies where they had worked. I know several of these entrepreneurs in our community. Another good trend are very experienced workers are often enticed to stay on the job. I've met also a number of retirement age workers in healthcare, energy, engineering, and aircraft manufacturing who are writing their own tickets in the workplace. Some want more time off. Others want to work on projects that they cherry pick only. And because of short staffing and lack of experienced workers in their fields, employers are at the mercy of the older workers. Now, whether you need to work longer or not, the workplace is trending towards demand for seasoned workers who know their jobs. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
All right, Vincent, tornadoes over in Missouri. And of course, one time, Don, you were television, you worked in television news. Did you ever personally cover a big storm while you were doing news, Don?
Oh, gosh, many of them. I remember spending a couple days in Hayesville after that tornado.
Yeah.
That was devastating. It was just looking. I remember that plastic factory, I'm trying to remember what street that was on, just got blown out. We covered quite a bit of that. And, gosh, this is the Super Bowl right now. Didn't we have 130-some-odd tornadoes in the last, what, 4 days or something like that?
Quite a few. I haven't seen a count on it yet, but Missouri, over there in the southwest corner of Missouri, hit pretty hard. But, you know, they're seeing that they're assessing the damage there in Jefferson City, and they're still not saying anything about any fatalities. It looks like there's some pretty heavy damage, but I don't know that it's in a populated area of the town. We'll keep an eye on the situation, though.
Definitely.
Okay. Today is, by the way, Lucky Penny Day. If you see a penny, pick it up. All day long, you'll have good luck.
You don't remember this last year on Lucky Penny Day.
Lucky Penny Day.
As I was going out to leave the station, I dropped about 10 pennies right in front of yours and Ted's doors by your car.
I don't remember picking it up. Yeah.
Well, I put them all heads up, you know, so that you'd pick them up and you guys would have a lucky penny. But gosh, you try to make a guy's day good, but you know, sometimes it's not right.
Frankly, usually if I see one, I'll pick it up. I just like to do that. I don't, you know, it's a penny. It's a penny.
I do it too.
Yeah. If we do it today,
it uses up calories bending over.
Yeah, you got to bend over, turn down there,
cardio in, picking up that penny.
You use up a penny's worth of calories there. All right, thank you.
And then you go buy some gum.
There you go. Very good. National Lucky Penny Day. Thank you, Don. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up at 7 o'clock, all the news this morning, the latest on a tornado that hit Jefferson City, Missouri. And that's coming up at 7 o'clock here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.